Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. Before we dive in, this episode is sponsored by me, myself, and I. If you're tired of fighting with food, using exercise as punishment, and feeling uncomfortable in and hating your body, I hear you. In my one-on-one coaching programs, I condense everything I have learned and utilized over the past few years to overcome these exact obstacles so that you can do the same. If you're ready to overcome anxiety, emotional eating, and negative body image perception, send me a message on Instagram at _HeyBails, HAYBAILS, and we'll chat. Hello, everyone. Ooh, the guest that I have on this podcast episode is someone that I am sure you will love as much as I do by the end of it. You literally have no choice. She's so great. Sam and I met through Instagram. Shout out to the gram. And I'm so grateful that the universe brought our paths together because she is such a ray of sunshine. She is a lover of life, a coach, a guide, a healer, and just a beautiful soul all around. Our life stories are creepily similar, and we love chatting about all the same things, as you will see in this episode. And we touch on so much, including anxiety, cultivating safety in the body, alchemizing pain, sustainability, and loneliness, all the things. I already cannot wait to have her back on the pod. So without further ado, meet Sam.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. So my name is Sam, and I am a transformational guide. I'm a yoga teacher, meditation teacher, breathwork lover, pranayama lover, being soul, Mother Earth guardian.
I love that.
All the things. Yeah. And I work with women primarily, but working with one-on-one with individuals to create safety and connection to the body and to their intuition so they can live a life that they deserve, the life that they desire. So that's a little bit about what I do.
I love that. And you're so wonderful at it. You're so, so wonderful. I'm so happy to have met you. You have the best energy, and you can just feel how much you genuinely love and adore what you do.
I really do. I love what I do, and I love bringing, not only do I work one-on-one with, you know, women and individuals, but I also do group circles as well. And I love bringing people together and building community. It's something that I craved for a really long time, and I saw with my clients as well. And just bringing people together and having that sacred circle and safe space is just so important, because when we are in the hustle and bustle of our lives, a lot of times we don't find that. And so that's why I'm just honored that I get to facilitate. And really, it's just, you know, individuals showing up and committing to themselves and going deeper, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sense of having a tribe is human nature. You know, we need that. It's part of our blueprint, I guess, our survival blueprint as human beings, is to feel like we belong to something. We belong to a community. We belong to some kind of circle. So,
absolutely. And it's beautiful too, because I just invite people to be themselves and to share what's on their heart, and just saying like this is absolutely a safe space. And oftentimes that can be a weight lifted off the shoulders because, you know, yeah, because when we go into work or just whatever, you know, I know the people I work with, they have so many various backgrounds, and sometimes, of course, like we are, you know, we've created this like safety to put on a mask to be accepted in a certain way. So I like invite people, hey, let's like really dive into what we think we know, you know. That's why I love transformation and growth. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually talking to, I was on a coaching call this morning, and this conversation came up of safety in the body and survival and feeling a sense of belonging. And it's so interesting what you were saying, like we go to work, we go to these social events, and we show up as someone that we think that we need to be in order to be feel accepted, because that's what we need to do to feel safe. Because back in the day, back in the old day, if you were rejected from the tribe, it meant you were going to die, you know? So it's such a basic, it's a survival instinct, this need to be liked and this need to feel safe and protect ourselves in some external way, because we're not cultivating that within ourselves, within our body.
Yeah. And also that, and it makes sense. And that's a beautiful way for the mind to protect us, which is so amazing in itself, that the body, you know, it'll never give up on you, which is, that just, it's marveling to me.
It's poetic in a way. It really is.
It is. It really is. Like, it'll do everything to try to protect you. And what happens, and of course I've, you know, I see this in others because I've seen this within myself before. You know, you try to adapt, but then you lose a sense of who you truly are and your voice and expression. And that's, you know, that's a slippery slope. And I feel like that's when people start to feel super disconnected, and it's like that craving for more. And then they get this like feeling of like chasing feelings. And again, that's extremely common, as you know, too. And it makes sense. So that's why I love presenting the way that I do and just offering it. Like, everybody makes sense. How you survived within this lifetime, it makes sense. So we can, you know, like all come to and just take a breath and just be like, yeah, I'm not crazy. Yeah, it makes sense. That's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that way of looking at things. And oftentimes I think about, or recently I've thought, how many times do we meet someone for the first time and we walk away and we think, oh my gosh, that person was such an asshole. Like, I can't believe that they behaved so inappropriately. But then we meet them a second time and we hear their life story. And then we walk away from that encounter with a completely transformed perspective of like, oh, I completely understand why that person behaved that way the first time. Like, I totally understand where they were coming from. And we allow this compassion to other people. Like, we allow that flexibility in our perception. But when it comes to ourselves, when we behave or respond or react in a certain way, we hit ourselves with such a hard wall. And we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you're behaving this way. But we have to do the same thing. We have to look at why we're behaving in the way that we're behaving. Like, we have to understand our own stories, our own backgrounds, and the way that we seek to understand other people's.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of shadow work. Because when we actually start to see that within ourselves and have that self-acceptance and compassion and forgiveness and trust, we then can see it in other people. And, you know, we do live in a culture that's very anthropocentric and very individualistic. And we don't even see our own stuff. And once we do that, which is such a beautiful journey in itself, then we can start to recognize other people and really see them as beings.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, we're all on a journey. And that's another thing too. It's like, boundaries is so important. And this is something I work with with my clients on, but also it's like it's going inward in order to see their perception of the world and for others. So beautifully said, Bailey. Yeah.
I completely agree with you. So this morning, like I mentioned, I had a coaching call and creating safety in the body came up. And do you think you could dive in a little bit into kind of the practical side of how to do that? Like how do we create safety in the body? Because I know that's something that you emphasize in your coaching.
Yeah, so this is, yes, this is so important. And we do that by regulating our nervous system and letting it know that it's here in the now. So I'll kind of give an example. Let's say you're getting ready for a presentation and all of these sorts of various emotions start to come up. Every time I work with a client on this, when emotions come up, they know the exact time and date usually as to when they felt like that. And it's like we're going back to the future, essentially. We're going back in time. So that inner child or children, that part of us comes to play and is coming here in the now and saying, oh no, I remember when I felt like this years ago. And although we're not thinking that, right, it's
Right.
still that emotion is trapped in our body. That stored energy is trapped in our body. So, by being able to tell that, this is why I love it. This is why I love shadow work. This is why I love inner child work, parts work, all those things, because we tell that part of us that we're actually here and then now by regulating our nervous system. And this is just so important to do because if we don't do that, we'll constantly have this endless loop, like almost like the circuit of continuous stored emotion that comes up from our past. And this is why we regulate the nervous system and let it know that, hey, we're here in the now. And then we can obviously create safety that way. Getting into the body, but gently telling our nervous system that we're safe. Because, you know, the mind is here to try to protect us. And it's always like scanning for threat. And it's going to be either in the past or in the future. And that's where a lot of people live. Their life is either in the past or the future. So when we do regulating tools and we get into the body, we allow the mind to create this cultivating calm. We create this calm within the nervous system to let us know that we're here right now. And it's actually, you know, May 15th, 2020. Because, you know, our body doesn't really know time. You know, if we're thinking we're gonna go do a presentation, but we remember the one time we, you know, misspelled a word in front of our classmates. And then that just, you know, devastated us. And this, we had all this energy stored in the body and we didn't discharge it correctly. Then that is going to basically follow us and it's going to create those motions. So I hope that makes sense.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it's very beautiful that it does that. I mean, again, it's there to protect us because it's like, oh, remember the one time you felt like that when you messed up on your, you know, on the, you know, the word barbecue and you got thrown out. This is actually a true story of mine. But it's you know, it's protecting us, and that's so beautiful. Like, oh, remember how you felt that? Oh, we don't want to go there again. And anyway, so we create the safety by releasing that energy, and we do that by cultivating safety and regulating the nervous system. So yeah,
I love
there's
that. Yeah.
so much more, but yeah, that's like in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yeah. No, I say like my I guess little baby definition, super baseline definition, or how I perceive anxiety is anxiety as a result of our body and our mind being in two completely different places. Like our body's here, but our mind is somewhere else. And so, yeah, it's just all about like bringing them into congruency, bringing them into the same place.
Yeah, I look at it too as like a symptom. And it's not like, you know, like WebMD symptom. Like it's like a symptom of like, well, what if it's actually here to tell us way more?
Oh, 100%.
What if it's here to tell us, you know, to go inward on a deeper level? And what a, again, what a beautiful way that the, like the body is communicating to us. And again, we just are so disconnected to our body. You know, society is, but I do believe that people will start to get in tune more and more. You know, I have faith in that.
Yeah, I really hope so. And I mean, we're fragmented. We're just like, we're not in a state of wholeness. We're not healed. You know, healing just means coming back to whole. Like when we have a cut in our arm and our skin comes back together, it's healing. So it's the same thing. Like we have all of these lesions or fissures, I guess, in our lives, in our energy, and we're being asked to bring them back together. And I do think that anxiety is just a messenger, like what you were saying, an invitation to explore a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, healing is not linear. And I think that's the beauty of the journey. And, you know, I've been on this journey for a long time now, and I'm still diving in deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's what's incredible, you know, about this human experience and, you know, why we're here. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, it's me. I'm time traveling. The question that Sam is about to answer was asked in not so clear of a way. Sometimes your girl gets a little excited. So I just wanted to pop in and say what I was asking, which was how to differentiate between anxiety and intuition when we are in a heightened state and having difficulty discerning between the two. Okay, so let's get back to it.
Yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I see this, this actually, like, I feel this in my heart because I remember thinking, you know, on my journey that I was only going to feel anxiety, and I never, like, really truly, like, knew what was truly mine. And so now being able to be on this journey and really have a deep sense of my intuition and my inner voice, I'm taking a moment to, it's very humbling, but I feel in that, number one, of course, like creating the safety in the body and this mind body connection is extremely important, but to me that inner voice is, it's like that inner knowing, and it's not based out of fear. It's like a pre-thought almost. It's just that knowing. And what happens is we have that connection because it is always there. And that's the other thing too. It's like, you're never alone. You're always guided. You always have your intuition, and it's so beautiful. And what happens is we have this, but then we have all these little blocks that we've collected along the way in order, again, to, you know, survive, and what we've learned and adapted to and, you know, claimed as ours and society and just all these things, these limiting beliefs and what have you. And then we just start to question ourselves more and more and more and more. So I think, you know, again, it's connecting to that intuition, but also doing the work of the shadow parts of the inner child, of creating safety. We do this gently, and it just starts to come in. And as you start to build that connection with your intuition and your inner voice, and one and the same, really, you'll just know. There's like, it's without a shadow of a doubt, this knowing, this deep knowing. And it feels good.
Right. It's like a visceral experience.
It's a very visceral experience. Yes. Beautifully said. Like, it is a visceral experience. And when I work with clients, getting them into the body, they know, you know, they come to the session and all these things are coming up and they have all these, you know, energies, like emotions coming up and what have you. And then we just sit down and get them into the body and regulate and do all the things. And then they just know. It's beautiful. It's insanely beautiful because they'll be like, oh yeah, this is it. And then they're like, yeah, this feels right. And it's right in that moment, which is so wonderful. So yeah.
Love that. Yeah, I think a lot of it gets really, I think everyone, when we're kids, we're really in touch with this. We're really in tune with our bodies. We're in tune with how we feel. We speak our minds. We're intuitive. We're all the things. And then as we start to grow older and we get conditioned and we start to strap on other people's beliefs and stories and whatnot, we start to doubt ourselves. And we start listening to other people before listening to ourselves. We start asking for opinions and seeking external validation and whatnot. And I think that it's this area that really waters down the intuition. But what I find to be really interesting is that these things like the seeking external validation and self-doubt, lack of self-trust, all of these in a way, they stem from not feeling safe in the body. So it really all comes back down to just not feeling safe in your own body. Because if you felt safe, if you really, really felt safe in your own visceral being, you would have a sense of trust for yourself. You wouldn't need to be seeking the external validation for protection and stability. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So really just, it starts with creating a home within your body, I guess.
Yeah. Well, your body is the home. Like, it's there. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, again, like, it is about reconnecting to go inward, back into your home, because it's always there, you know? It's like, you know how many, like, teenagers want to, like, leave the home and they want to, like, go out into the world, but then when they get older, there's nothing like coming home to your parents' house, you know, and sleeping on the couch. It's extremely nostalgic. It's kind of like that. I don't know.
That's, oh my gosh, that is beautiful. Yeah. I've never thought about it that way, but that is so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, it's so true. Like, we look for all of these things outside of ourselves to make us happy, but then one day we realize, like, we had it all along. Like, we already have it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that, you know, that could be activating for some listeners. Like, maybe they're feeling like, well, I don't feel like I had a, you know, I had a home or this and that. And I can resonate deeply with that too, just on my journey and my past and stuff like that. But, you know, just as like a broad, like, spectrum, that's kind of like that. Or like creating like a safe space or like something that's super, you know, nostalgic to you, whether it be like, I don't know, like a card or a picture or a, you know, statue or something just small, and you leave it and then you see it one day and it's like, oh my gosh, this meant so much to me. So yeah.
Love
different
that
way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
love that. So would you say that there was, and I totally understand if there's not, because this is, life is not necessarily this black and white and this simple, but off the top of your head, would you say that there was like a turning point or a specific moment where you decided, or not decided, when you knew and felt called to the fact that your pain and your struggles were your purpose? Like, this is what you were supposed to be doing with your life, transmuting that energy to help other people.
You know, looking back, there was several moments where it came up. But again, like I was so putting on a mask oriented that I didn't really dive in deeper. I've always felt so connected to work one-on-one with people. And definitely when I was in yoga teacher training is when my journey of going in deeper really started. And that was over 4 years ago. And it was just this moment where I just craved something different and knew deep down that I was meant for more than the corporate world and living in this shell and not being authentic to who I was. And regaining this my voice, regaining my voice, and regaining my footing to stand in my power. So yeah, there was this like in the specific moment that I just knew. And then of course, it's been along the way where it's kind of, it just cultivating that trust and going deeper within myself and self-acceptance and forgiveness, of course. And the self, which I think is, the this like potion for self-love is self-acceptance, forgiveness, and trust. I really feel that way. And then it allows you to have this like abundant flow of energy because you're always creating, you're always co-creating what your outer world, which is a reflection of your inner world. And yeah, that's when I kind of knew. I was like, okay, I know I'm destined for more and I deserve to treat myself better. So yeah.
Yeah, that moment when you realize that you're not doing anyone any favors by staying small.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not doing anyone any favors by not, sharing my story and sharing my truth and keeping it all inside. Yeah. Again, we're strong for connection. So yeah, that was definitely that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. In my own personal spiritual beliefs, I subscribe to the idea that each one of us, our purpose here, though it's expressed in various ways, is to in some way raise consciousness and raise the collective vibration. So I personally believe that when you feel that deep, that inner knowing, that calling to something that is much greater than you, quote unquote, however you want to phrase it, that there is almost a responsibility for you to follow that, you know?
Yeah, I think that I think that it's a I mean we all have free will and I think it's a choice. And it is a responsibility, but also it's like a choice as to if we want to step up to the plate because, to me there are going to be people who that maybe are still really scared to step into the place. And that's why I think it's so beautiful that people have led the way of being like, hey, it's safe to be here now. And this is my experience. And this is such a beautiful thing of like storytelling as well, like sharing stories. And that's why I love bringing people together and just sharing our experience because we never know how other people are feeling because so often people are putting masks on and not really being their authentic self. So yes, I do think there is a responsibility, especially towards our conscious decision of taking care of the earth, that's really, 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 really important to me personally. But
oh gosh, same.
yeah, it's extremely important. Because again, nature and just Mother Earth, just all of it is probably our biggest teacher.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. So it is a responsibility. And again, we all have that choice to step into that responsibility, of course. But yeah, I'm hoping. I know, I believe that there is true awakening happening. And I feel as though it is happening and unfolding, and we're stepping into this like new age of the power of love rather than the love of power. And yeah, I do believe people will start to step into that more.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny that you said the power of love over love of power. I had a conversation with someone yesterday and that exact thing came up.
Yeah, it's so real.
It is. It's so real. I've been reading a lot about, I've been studying the chakra system recently, talking about how, because each center, each energy center has its shadow side and its light side. It's their, you know, duality, like with anything else, and how in the third chakra, the solar plexus, that what we're seeing, the expression of that we're seeing right now is the shadow side of it. And it's a lot of power over versus power within. We're not cultivating our own, we're not empowering ourselves, which it comes from a place of love. And instead it's more of the sense of having to have power and control over other people, which comes from fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So as we,
I think we're moving into, well, I think we've been in this center of the solar plexus, like Manipura, like we have been there, and it has been a very egotistical energy. But I really do believe, and I'm hopeful that we're moving into the heart chakra, like we're moving into this love connection, and recognizing pain and suffering, and with that compassion, because that's, you know, yeah, that's important. So I have faith.
Yeah, me too. I'm fingers crossed. But yeah, what you're saying about the earth, I think that we're in such a mess, I guess, is a really light way to put it, with the planet, because we are so, we're in such a mess as individuals, you know, and how you do anything is how you do everything. And we treat ourselves and we treat the earth the same way, whether or not we realize it. And as soon as we heal as individuals, then we'll be able to heal as a collective, which is, it's hard for me to kind of wrap my head around that sometimes, because when I see something really upsetting about the environment, I spiral often into this place of how can I do anything with my life besides like become an environmental activist and go balls to the wall, tying myself to trees and stuff like that. But then I think about it, and I really genuinely, with every fiber of my being, believe that if we're going to heal the earth, we have to heal ourselves. And it's, things are happening on a systemic level because we are operating from a broken place, you know, and we can't fix, I can't put on like a little backpack and some boots and go out there and fix all of these toxic systems that are reaping the earth dry. We have to do our part to heal ourselves and to heal each other. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. And that's, you know, it's so interesting because I studied sustainability in college. And,
oh, here we go.
and it really is so true, because how can people have compassion for others or the earth anything when they do not have compassion for themselves.
So true. Literally such a simple concept, but so complex in its execution.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that so much. And I believe as people start waking up and become more conscious, like it will become more apparent. And then it'll just, we are gonna take care of her like we've never took care of her before.
I hope so. Goodness me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we just moved into this, into a mindset of reciprocity, honestly, if everyone really embodied this, the concept of reciprocity, government and regulations and all these things would not be necessary, because everyone would basically just be like giving each other a high five, promising to like be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess my invitation for people is, rather than, you know, we often don't look at the streets where there's trash, right? Like, and I invite people to, you know, do this, where have them go over the trash and just stare at it and actually tune in and see how that makes them feel inside. How does this actually make you feel? If you could give that part of you like a color, a texture, what would come up? And you know, I believe that a lot of people will say it doesn't belong, it doesn't make me feel good. You know, if we just like start to slow down and bring this awareness to actually our surroundings, we can start to say, man, that doesn't really sound, or it's a beautiful way to connect to your intuition and inner voice and just connect and see what comes up. So I'm happy, you know, if people do that, you know, exercise, let me know how that goes.
Yeah, I love that idea. And it's necessary, because so many of the people that don't really think about what's happening to the world and the environmental ramifications of their actions, it's because they're not seeing them. You know,
exactly.
People are being affected in horrible, horrible ways by what's going on. But if it's not you who's being affected, you're not really giving a second thought to it. And I'm not pointing fingers and I'm not blaming, like, I absolutely, the lifestyle that I live, I know that in some ways I'm contributing to the problem. Everyone is. There's no point, and we can't point fingers and do the blame game. Like, all of us have to take responsibility for where we are, because we as a collective got ourselves here. But I think that the power, or the potential power, lies in allowing ourselves to feel the horror of what's going on, to like really actually sit with and think about and understand how bad this situation is with what we're doing, because we live in an age of distraction. So if something is unpleasant, if something is not making us feel good, then we avoid it. So if we see something that's shitty and depressing on Instagram or Twitter or wherever it is that you're scrolling, we look at it for a second and then we're like, oh, I don't like that, so I'm going to turn that off, instead of actually like sitting with it and being like, how can this propel me into action in some way?
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's, and you know, I have like, I do believe that people, again, once they start sitting with themselves and sitting in that, you know, can you sit with yourself? Like, right now is such a beautiful time to do this too. Mm-hmm. And I know it's brought up so much for people. It's brought up things for me as well. But can we actually sit in the stillness and actually sit with ourselves and be able to connect to that part of us and give that part of us a voice? Because yes, it is very much suppressed. And again, that's not, it's not helping, because it's only creating more suppression and more this connection. And I do believe, you know, that's why we have a disconnect. Oftentimes there's a disconnection to the earth, because there's not a connection to self. So, you know, I don't want to say we're doomed. I do want to say, like, you know, there's, of course, there's always hope. And this is the beauty of it. This is, it's beautiful that we get to stand up and really connect inward again, for allowing it to go to this beautiful ripple effect throughout the world, universe. Mm-hmm. And it'll be so received back.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, sometimes just sitting still is the most productive thing that you can do.
Oh, yeah. Feeling mm-hmm. what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was actually speaking to someone the other day about how I really, really hope that on the other side of all of this downtime, all of this stillness, I hope that people are leaning into this when they feel lonely, when they feel lonely and sad, that they lean into that and kind of explore that. And on the other side of this, I really, really, really hope that people walk out with a really clear understanding of the difference, the drastic difference between being lonely and being alone. You know, because yeah. I'm alone a lot. I like to be alone. I really do. But I can't tell you the last time that I felt lonely.
Yes. Wow. Beautifully said. Yes. And it's so true, because, you know, in my experience, I was surrounded by people, but I had never felt more alone. You know, I felt so lonely, because I had no idea who I was. I had no interconnection at all. And yeah, now, I mean, I can go be by myself and I feel connected. I don't feel alone. Like, I don't feel lonely. I feel, yeah. So beautifully said, Bailey. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. But no, I mean, it's so true. And I know there's lots of quotes and stuff about how you can be in a crowded room and just feel lonelier than you ever have in your life. And it is like not feeling, it doesn't matter how many people you're surrounded by. If you don't feel accepted or safe or understood, then you're going to feel lonely. You know, it's not about the crowds. It's about the authentic connection that you have either with other people, with yourself, with the earth. Right. It's all the same.
Yeah. And I mean, then we can start to really like separate ourselves if we feel that way. And that's why, again, creating the safety, co-regulating, and just, again, regulating in the body in general is just so important. So there's so much to it. It's so beautiful, though. It's like, this is why I love this work so much.
It's so much fun. Like, when you take a big picture look at it, you're like, oh, I get to be a human. Like, I'm here on my human experience, and I had all these challenges, but now I'm like, it's so great to be aware of these tools and to be on a healing journey, because it's fun, you know?
It is. And it's, you know, being able to share this is so important to me. And I just want to share it to everybody, with everybody, because, you know, everybody's story and their voice, they matter. And I'm a true, I always say that, because it just means so much to me that every single person matters. And I know often people don't feel that way. And I have not felt that way before. And being able to connect with myself and create that safety and just go inward, and especially on my spiritual journey as well, my spirituality, it's so much more than that. And so it matters.
Yeah, so beautiful. It's so true. If there was one thing that you could tell to your former self when you were feeling lonely and you were feeling disconnected and you felt lost and unsafe in your body and all the things, what would that one message be?
Oh, that's so beautiful. I feel that so much in my heart. I would just
take your time.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even know if I would have to say anything. If I could meet, and I have met, but like if I could meet her like right now, face to face, I would just give her a hug and just let her know that she's not alone. Let her know like her voice matters and her worth matters, and she's so important. Yeah.
Beautiful. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for allowing me to jam with you and speaking from my heart and my soul and from my experience. And I'm just, again, I'm grateful to be here. And thank you for being you. You're an incredible soul. And I see you so deeply. So thank you.
Yeah, I feel like we've had a couple lives together before.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, when we first met and you just shared your story and I was like, are you serious? Our stories, it's just like, you know, and that's what's so beautiful is that's it, you know, sharing our experience, because it just resonates so much. And yeah, we definitely have shared some lives together, there's no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. So if people want to reach out to you, connect with you, follow you, can you share the best way to do that?
Absolutely. My Instagram is SamanthaBlank_. So at SamanthaBlank_. And then my website is SamanthaBlank.co. So those are probably the best ways to get a hold of me. I'd love to meet
and
you
you're,
all.
Yeah, she's great. She's so awesome. You guys gotta go follow. She's one of my absolute favorite people to follow on Instagram. That's actually, I think, how we became friends. I think I reached out and told you that I love following.
And it was such a warm, like, it just, I was receiving it so much. I'm like, I really want to get on a call with you. Can we talk? Which is, you know, it's I'm so grateful that we were able to do that.
Yeah, I love that. Honestly, sliding into all the Instagram DMs to make friends.
Yeah, and you know, that's, again, like, that's the beauty of, like, creating that safety too, because that, I don't know if I would have done that years ago, you know? So, yeah, it's just, again, we're all evolving and changing, and that's what's so incredible about this work. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I hope to have you back on the podcast at some point. There, everything that we talked about today, we could expand on for hours.
Oh, so, I know. And
I just, yeah, I have a feeling this wasn't our last one.
No, no doubt. I mean, we'll definitely, I'm happy to go in so much deeper and like shadow work, parts work, inner child, breath work, all the things. And yeah, it's so good. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and everyone, that what Sam just listed off, all those amazing things, if there's something that you would like to hear us chat about specifically, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to know what you guys want to hear, because I'm here for y'all. So y'all gotta let me know.
Okay, humans, that is a wrap. I hope that you found some value in today's episode, or last week's episode, I guess. Again, time traveling. What is time? It's not linear. It's all over the place, especially now. Gosh, time is like as meaningless as it's ever been. Anyway, I hope that you, yeah, found a few nuggets of wisdom. Also, not to call myself out, but oh my goodness, I say absolutely a lot. I also say yeah a lot. So I'm hoping that by calling myself out publicly on these things, it will kind of draw my awareness to it in the future so I don't do it as much. But you know what? We're learning, we're growing, and yeah, always improving. Okay, you guys, I hope you all have a wonderful day. I love you, and drink some water, spend some time outside.